Buddha says in Viraddha Sutta, those who have neglected the four bases for spiritual power have neglected the noble path leading to the complete destruction of suffering. And those who have undertaken the four bases for spiritual power have undertaken the noble path leading to the complete destruction of suffering. This statement found in Viraddha Sutta indicates that four bases for spiritual power is very crucial for practicing the Noble Eightfold Path. So what are these four bases for spiritual power? They are desire, energy, intention, and investigation. In Samyukta Nikaya, under the heading of Iddipada Samyutta, there are quite large number of connected discourses related to the four bases for spiritual power. In these discourses, the Buddha explained how someone can develop concentration based on desire, energy, intention, and investigation, and then how these concentrations can be used to achieve six types of supernormal powers, including the Supreme Enlightenment. Now, I'm not going to explore that part. What I'm trying to explain you today, these four concepts, which are known as four bases for spiritual power, they in fact can be used in our day-to-day life when we practice the Dhamma. How can we use these four concepts to achieve our spiritual cultivation? How can they connect it with the Noble Eightfold Path? So I'm going to spend a little bit of time to explain these four concepts relevant to our day-to-day Dhamma practice. Desire is not a negative, unwholesome types of element here. The Pali word is chanda. The word chanda is used to mean a positive and wholesome type of desire. For example, you have a desire to attain supreme enlightenment. And this desire is not negative. This is a positive type of desire. You have a desire to help other human beings. This is a positive type of desire. You have a desire to practice charity, to propagate the Dhamma, and this is a positive type of desire. So not all the kinds of desires are negative. There are positive, constructive, wholesome types of desires. This is what it means by the term chanda. So you have the desire that you want to realize the Four Noble Truths for yourself directly and achieve supreme enlightenment. And this is a wholesome type of desire, spiritual type of desire. And if you want to follow the path of the Buddha, you need to have such kind of wholesome desire. Otherwise, you cannot achieve the end goal. So with this desire, then we need the other three bases of spiritual powers as well. Just because you have the desire to attain enlightenment, do you think that you will be enlightened? No. Then you need to have citta, which is your mind, which directed towards the goal of attainment. With the desire to attain enlightenment, then you set up your intention and you direct your mental energy towards achieving the goal. This is called citta, your thought, your intention, your consciousness. And you are projecting your mind towards achieving the goal. And then, that itself is not enough. You need something else. You need to have energy, persistent effort, virya. And you need to practice diligently the Noble Eightfold Path. That's also not enough. And you need the fourth factor, vimansa, investigation. From time to time, you evaluate your practice. Am I practicing the path diligently? Am I slackened in my practice? Where should I make the amendment, progress? So you are always looking for the ways and means to be better. So in this way, these four, which is desire, your intention, and then your energy, and your investigations, these four mental powers can be used to achieve any kind of goal in our life. Whether they are material goal or spiritual goal, if you want to achieve the goal, you need to have these four things. And they are to be practiced together. They are connected with each other. Now, to understand this little bit better, let's take some example. Let's take some factors from the Noble Eightfold Path. Right speech is one factor of the Noble Eightfold Path, for example. So you want to practice right speech. First of all, you must have desire to practice right speech. Do you have desire to speak truthful words? Do you have desire to speak pleasant words? Do you have desire to speak peaceful words? Do you have desire to speak meaningful words? So if you have desire to speak truthful, pleasant, meaningful, and peaceful words, this is called right speech. And first of all, you must have that desire to speak these words, to practice them in their life. And with this desire, then you set up your intention, you set up your goal, and you project your mental energy towards that direction. You intentionally, consciously, you choose to speak pleasant words. You are mindful, you are alert in your practice. So each and every time you get the opportunity to talk to the people, you are consciously aware to speak pleasantly, to speak harmoniously, peacefully, politely, and in such a way that through your speak that you will make some positive change in other person, out of compassion, goodwill, friendship. This is how your desire and intention come together. Then, again and again, you must have a lot of energy to practice it. You must keep on doing it. So every day you have to have a lot of energy to practice until it becomes a part of you. So this is called persistent virya. And then there might be occasions that you make mistake. Sometimes you are not mindful and you utter some words with anger. Or you might utter some words which are useless, not meaningful. You might utter some words that can hurt others. In such kind of occasions, you need to have investigation. From time to time, you investigate yourself. Am I putting up with my practice? Am I progressing well? And you evaluate your own speech, and then you correct it, recorrect it, adjust and adapt, and move forward. So these are the four powers that we are using. Desire, intention, energy, investigation. Suppose you want to practice metta meditation. First of all, you must have desire to develop a mind which is full of love, which is full of compassion. You must have that desire to develop a wholesome mind. And if you do not have that desire in the first place, it may not be possible for you to cultivate. So you must have desire to develop boundless love and compassion. And this is called desire. It's a wholesome desire. Then of course you must have intention and you must project your mind towards this goal and make it happen. And then you need energy, persistent practice, effort to make it happen. Practice diligently every day as a part of your spiritual practices. And you also must evaluate your own success in your practice. Am I practicing diligently? Am I developing well? Am I cultivating my boundless love and compassion? Am I slackened here in this way? You need to have these four if you were to achieve any kind of success in your life. So the Buddha recognized these four as basis for power. And of course, he is using it to mean spiritual power. And Buddha also encouraged all his disciples to use these four bases for spiritual power to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path. That is why, at the very beginning of my statement, I quoted the Buddha in Viraddha Sutta, and as he said, those who neglected four bases of spiritual power, they have neglected the Noble Eightfold Path. But those who have undertaken the four bases of spiritual power, they have undertaken the Noble Eightfold Path that lead to end of suffering. So I believe that you all understand the how important is these four bases of spiritual powers in our life.